Everybody, please allow myself to introduce myself. I'm your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to Gotham Goes Hollywood, where we are continuing Turtles Month. Last week, we did a review of the 1990 classic Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So this week, we're going to go for a change of pace and review the 2014 reboot. In 2009, Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird, creators of the Ninja Turtles, sold their rights to Nickelodeon Studios, which prompted the studio to start production on a live-action Turtles movie, which had not been done since 1993. That's when Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 came out. That's the one where they go back in time at samurais, and it's really bad. So it's 21 years since we saw live-action Turtles up on the screen. I'm going to go into notes of the production as I review the movie. So let's dance the dance. They dance in France. Let's get to it. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, release date August 6, 2014. Directed by Jonathan Liebsman and produced by Michael Bay. And believe me, this movie has Michael Bay's fingerprints all over it. Just from a visual aesthetic, the movie looks exactly like the Transformer films. It looks dark and the colors look bright at points and there's lots of lens flare everywhere. So it looks just like a Michael Bay movie. We start off with an actually cool looking scene as we hear Splinter, voiced here by Tony Shalhoub. Yep, that's right, Antonio from Wings is here. Alright. Yeah, he does a decent job voicing the character, so he's not a bad choice. We get Splinter doing exposition over some cool looking images that harken back to the original Ninja Turtles black and white comics. He's talking to the Turtles, it seems, and he's telling them that they will have to defend the city against a crime organization called the Foot. He's gonna tell us why they're called the Foot.
A criminal organization known as the Foot Clan. So named because they step over the good people of this city with no regard.
We're off to a great start to this movie. Also, the Foot aren't ninjas anymore. So they're soldiers for some reason. They're like the Foot Soldiers Call of Duty Black Ops or something. Now, why would someone who's trained in martial arts and is dressed like a samurai be the leader of a militia of Black Ops soldiers? I mean, seriously, this is supposed to be that Shredder has been training the Foot Soldiers since he was in Japan, but why would he train them to be like these Black Ops American soldiers? Makes no sense. Anyway, Splinter tells the Turtles they have to stay in the sewers and be patient because they are not ready to go above. After the titles, we meet April O'Neil, played here by tour de force of acting Megan Fox. She's bothering some dock worker about dangerous chemicals that were lost or stolen or something. And then we meet Vern, April's cameraman. He is played by Will Arnett, which you would think would be a plus to this movie, but yet it isn't. And Will Arnett, actually, for those of you listening, he is the voice of Lego Batman, so we have a connection to Batman here once again. So in the cartoon, Vern is a coward who only wants to take credit for April's work and get fame. In this movie, he is a pervert. Oh, Michael Bay. Vern is rushing April because they have to go film something live. They have to get to their urgent report. And we cut to their assignment, and it's some fluff piece about some sort of dumb exercise, which is an excuse to get Megan Fox on a trampoline. Now look, I think Megan Fox is a very, very, very attractive woman. But also, I would like to see her do more than just jump around and bend over for this movie, since she's supposed to be April and all. Side note, I have seen clips of the Ninja Turtles Part 30, and it's weird because they go the Rocky route, and the title is written in Roman numerals, so it's Ninja Turtles XXX. But anyway, why does the April O'Neil in that movie look like the cartoon, but Megan Fox looks more like she should be starring in Ninja Turtles 30? Vern and Megan Fox, because I'm not going to call her April, they have a conversation about being real journalists. Maybe they should go apply to the Daily Bugle. I mean, it's right behind them in this scene, if you've seen the Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies. Anyways, Megan Fox rides a bike in traffic to get back to the dogs, and she is a horrible person for doing so. You're not motorcycles. Get off the damn road and buy a car like a real adult, you morons. Megan Fox goes back to the dogs, and it's nighttime. Inside the dogs, the Foot is stealing stuff from a boat with their leader, Karai. Karai is the second in command of the Foot, and she is Shredder's daughter. I'm not sure if she's supposed to be in this movie, though. She is played by actress Minei Noji, who was 41 at the time of filming. And I only bring this up because I thought it was great to see an actress who wasn't 20 years old in the role of a kick-ass ninja woman. And she's replaced by a younger woman in the sequel. Megan Fox finds the Foot Clan and wants to take a picture with her phone, but it's too dark and she can't use the flash or she's going to be found out. So she's showing some brains here, remember that. We see the Foot Clan get attacked, but we don't see by who. There's boat containers being thrown at the foot soldiers. You know those huge, like, metal containers you see on trains when you're stuck there on the road? In a car! Not in your crappy bicycle. But anyways, you know, like, those containers you see on the trains, they get loaded off the boats into the trains? Those are being thrown around! Are the Foot being attacked by the Hulk? So Karai gets scared and retreats. Megan Fox sees some shadowy figures run to the roof of some place. She then finds one of the cargo containers, and it has been spray painted in detail, I might add, with some sort of Japanese writing. Megan Fox takes a picture of it and runs to her apartment, where we get a scene so pointless, I really don't even want to talk about it. Megan Fox talks to her roommate about everything she saw, and her roommate gives her a look like, "Oh, you are crazy, girl." That's it. You never see the roommate again. Like, ever. Not even in the sequel. I don't know why she even had a roommate. The next day, Megan Fox goes to the news headquarters, Channel 6 News, and tries to tell her boss, Whoopi Goldberg, about her co-workers. I'm sorry, she's not telling about her co-workers. She tells her boss and her co-workers about what she saw. So we get some jackass played by a cast member from SNL. A cast member isn't a jackass. I mean, the character's a jackass. Who doesn't believe Megan Fox and treats her like she's crazy. The guy says that there was no report of Foot Clan activity, so she must be lying about being there. So, wait, what? There's no clan activity? What? Dude, did the Turtles put the shipping containers back in place? They threw like 4 of them. I'm sure that must have been really suspicious. Whoopi Goldberg doesn't even want to hear about it, though. And Megan Fox shows her the picture she took, but Whoopi won't have none of it. Why? You have one of your reporters telling you about a crime that she witnessed, and you don't believe it, and you want nothing to do with it? Like, you seriously don't even want to look at her proof? Dude, go with her to the docks and investigate, or send another reporter to confirm. God, all these people are idiots. We get a news report about the mayor trying to stop the crime wave with the help of a guy named Eric Sachs, who's some sort of Steve Jobs scientist and Benner guy. We then go to a dark room where there's somebody tied up. We only see him from behind, and the foot soldiers try to attack him, but he kicks their butt. Come to find out, this is Shredder. And that was actually a nice nod to the deleted scene from the original 1990 movie where Shredder beats up foot soldiers while sitting down. Shredder is a bald Asian man who looks like he's been burned to a crisp. He gets angry at Karai for failing in her mission, and she tells Shredder the people who stopped her weren't humans. Shredder says the Foot Clan has been reduced to a myth, and they will rise again. Wait, what? It seems everyone knows that the Foot is committing these crimes in the city. Are they a myth? The cops are literally looking for them. So we meet Eric Sachs, played by William Fichtner. He's a really good actor, so I'm looking forward to seeing him. And if you don't know who William Fichtner is, he always plays a bad guy. He was in Ally McBeal. He was in The Dark Knight. He was the bank manager who gets the smoke bomb put in his mouth by the Joker in the intro. So he is a really good actor, and I was really looking forward to seeing him as the villain. But anyways, he gives this speech.
It's wonderful to see so many people out here tonight, especially in a neighborhood so hard hit by the Foot's crime wave. Years ago, my life was touched by tragedy. I was a young scientist working with a world-class team on cutting-edge research. And our laboratory was attacked, set fire to, robbed by the cowards that call themselves the Foot Clan. Several of my employees lost their lives that day. And it is in their honor, in their memory, that Sachs Industries, whether through Sachs Biomed, Sachs Robotics, or Sachs Construction, will remain committed to keeping the city of New York, our city, safe.
So there you go. Luckily, he decided to give us his life story. Megan Fox stops Sachs, and she tells him he worked with her father, because of course he did. She tells him some crap about wanting to contribute to the city, and he leaves, so I guess we just had to know that they knew each other. Vern and April... Oops, did I just call her that? Vern and Megan Fox are talking in the news van when they see a bunch of people running away. We cut to a dark room where the Turtles are watching the news, and it seems the Foot is holding hostages at the subway station. You know why they're called the Foot? Because they put their foot on your throat and hold you hostage! The Turtles decide to go help. Megan Fox gets to the subway, and she is like in full lens flare mode. Why is there so much blue lens flare in the subway? Long story short, Megan Fox is taken hostage by Scorpion from Mortal Kombat, apparently. I mean, I swear, this is what the guy says. Get over here. So the Foot are setting bombs on the wall as Karai calls out the Turtles, or her attackers. She doesn't know they're Turtles yet. The lights go out, and we see the Turtles kill everyone. Well, I assume, because they're throwing the Foot soldiers through the windows of a moving subway train. I don't think you could survive that, even if you're wearing a bulletproof vest. Anyways, this is a nice nod to the original film where Raphael saves April from the Foot Clan when he knocks out the lights, except here it's all four Turtles. But still, it's a pretty cool nod to that. The Turtles escape, and Megan Fox runs after them, and she sees them celebrating on a rooftop. Hey, remember when she wouldn't take a picture of the Foot earlier because it was dark and if the flash went off, they would see her? Well, she doesn't seem to care anymore. And she takes a picture of the Turtles with the flash and they notice her. We finally see the Turtles and holy hell, they are ugly. So gone is the awesome animatronic Turtles from the past movies. And now we have these like CGI monstrosities that look like a mix of the Hulk and the Troll from Lord of the Rings. They kind of look like Doomsday does in Batman v Superman. They have like ugly faces. They have ugly humanoid faces with nostrils and lips. And they seem to be about 7 feet tall with a ton of crap hanging from their shells. Also, Michelangelo is a pervert because when he sees Megan Fox, he mentions that he's getting a boner. Yep, I'm not making that up. Ooh, I feel my shell tightening. And Megan Fox faints. Dude, seriously, these turtle designs are just ugly. So Leonardo has a bunch of bamboo sticks hanging off him like a samurai armor. Raphael has tattoos because, sure, I guess Splinter gave him those. Mikey wears surfer shorts with a bunch of seashell necklaces and sunglasses because he's a surfer, dude! And Donatello is the worst. He has huge glasses broken in the middle and taped up because he's a nerd! Also, he wears night vision goggles on top of his head. He has a Ghostbusters proton pack on his back. He has Beats by Dre around his neck. He has power outlets on his belt. He has a security camera and a floodlight on his shell. And I'm not making any of that up. Look up the pictures if you don't believe me. And that's just here. In the sequel, for some reason, he has like Super Nintendo controllers and all his other crap hanging from him. Megan Fox wakes up and the Turtles introduce themselves.
blood pressure stabilizing?
Why are we still here playing doctor?
She may have a head injury.
She's a hot chick who may have a head injury, which makes it our civic duty to...
Vamp! Can you hear me? Do you know what city you're in? Do you know where you are?
Have you seen that video where the cat plays chopsticks with the chopstick?
Can we focus here?
Guys, please, come on. Give her some air.
What are you?
Well, miss, we're ninjas.
We're mutants.
Well, technically we're turtles.
Oh, and we're teenagers. But we can still have adult conversations.
Okay, so... Here... Ninja, mutant, turtle, teenagers.
Well, when you put it like that, it sounds ridiculous.
Get it? Because the name is dumb. Gee, that sure had the charm of the original meeting between the real April and the Turtles in that other movie. The Turtles give back the phone to Megan Fox for some reason. And she's so dumb that she starts taking more pictures of them. You know, instead of filming them on video. Megan Fox runs home and she finds an old video she made when she was a little girl in her father's lab. We see Eric Sachs giving mutagen to small turtles she sees. We see Eric Sachs giving mutagen to small turtles. Then she sees a rat and calls it Splinter. Oh no. She then finds another video of her pets at the lab. Her pets being four small turtles.
And these are my little turtles. Leonardo, Raphael, Michelangelo, and Donatello. The fans want to see you.
I knew it. The vigilante. I saw him. I saw them. I saw them. And I've known them since I was a little girl. They were my pets. They were my childhood pets. And they were named after Italian Renaissance painters.
Come on, really? Cripes on Friday. So the turtles and Splinter were April O'Neil's childhood pets that her dad, who invented the mutagen, was working on. What a coinkydink. The turtles get home and are trying to sneak in so that Splinter doesn't find them. Raphael says that he's going back up first chance he gets, and Mikey tells him, "Oh no, dude, you can't. Now we can't finish our hip-hop Christmas album." Okay, that's funny, because that is a real thing that exists.
Come on, here we go, here we go. I'm a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle rapper, rap it tight. It'll feel so good if I can rap them all tonight. But I'll do my best when I'm rapping my gift. I take a lot of pride when I put the gift inside of the rap, 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 rap. Yeah, see it again, y'all, the rap, 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 rap.
Yup, that which you just heard was the rap, rap. From the We Wish You a Turtles Christmas, released in 1994. Anyway, back to another form of crap. Splinter catches them, and oh my god, he looks disgusting. He looks like this weird, slimy, deformed catfish that's been burned or has, like, sandy skin. It's, ew. He beats up the turtles with his tail because they went to the surface and they won't explain why for some reason. So now Megan Fox goes to Whoopi Goldberg and tells her that she met the turtles. Megan Fox is an idiot who decides not to show the pictures of the turtles that she took. No. Instead, she shows her a video of the turtles as her pets, where she is feeding them pizza. Come on. So Megan Fox formed everything that the turtles are. Whoopi fires Megan Fox and Vern feels bad for her, so he gives her a ride to Eric Sachs' house. We go back to the sewers where Splinter has the turtles in some sort of stupid punishment. Like, I swear, he's making Raphael knit a sweater while he stands on one foot on a chair. Donatello has to bat a ping pong ball back and forth while balancing on a board. Mikey is standing on his head. And Leonardo is like balancing eggs on chopsticks and on his head. I guess it's funny? Splinter brings out a 99 cheese pizza to tempt the turtles from a Pizza Hut box, because I'm sure that Pizza Hut sells this pizza. Mikey breaks and he tells Splinter about the foot and Megan Fox. So Splinter says that Megan Fox is in danger and he wants them to bring her to the lair. Megan Fox and Vern arrive to Eric Sack's house, who lives in the giant snow-covered mountains right outside of Manhattan, to the east of the Statue of Liberty, I guess. I guess whenever they show us that establishing shot of New York, it's right behind the camera. That's why we don't see that giant mountaintop. She talks to Sax and tells him about the turtles. She shows him the picture she took. That convinced him? Why didn't she show those to Whoopi Goldberg? Eric Sax tells his backstory and the creation of the mutagen all at once.
I was born in Japan, at a military base in Okinawa. My father went to Vietnam. Didn't come back. I was an outsider in a foreign land. A freak. I was a powerless and helpless boy until a local sensei took me under his wing. And he saved me. Taught me lessons that I later shared with your father. 9th century Japan. An evil warlord ruled the land. He poisoned the water supply, bringing on the Dark Ages. Death and disease and suffering ran rampant, not unlike the Foot Clan and what they'd like to do to our city. Then one day, a hero rose, a great alchemist, discovered the antidote to the warlord's poison, the cure-all for his evil. Your father and I were trying to recreate that cure-all. We developed a mutagen capable of stimulating self-repair on a cellular level.
What were you going to do with it?
Imagine New York City being victim to a chemical attack. This mutagen would be able to reverse its effects. It would save the city. It would save the people. Those test subjects, those turtles, running in their blood is the last of this precious mutagen. And up until a few moments ago, I thought we failed.
So back in her apartment, Megan Fox gets an email from Donatello to meet her at some rooftop. The turtles kidnap her by putting a sack over her head. They then take Megan Fox to their lair to meet Splinter, and then nothing happens. I'm not joking, they just kind of stand there. We cut to Eric Sax talking to Shredder, and this is where I have to explain this whole stupid thing. Eric Sax was supposed to be Shredder. That's why I was looking forward to William Fichtner being the bad guy. This was going to be cool. He's a cool bad guy actor. But the fans complain, oh, why isn't Shredder Japanese? So, for some reason, they listened to the fans on this one, and they added this whole other character of the Shredder, some burnt Japanese dude, into the movie. Eric Sax is an anglicized version of Shredder's name, Oroku Saki. So, he was supposed to be Shredder. And the way the suit looks and everything, it makes sense. And it would have made sense for him to be Shredder. Now, we got some random Japanese dude that just kind of mucks things up. It really doesn't make sense. And, you know, it was just to appease those dumbies. So now we have a whole mess with the villains. The Foot used this sonar technology to find the turtles' lair. We cut to Splinter telling Megan Fox that her father found out that Eric Sax was working for Shredder, so he burned down the lab. Megan Fox happened to be there, of course, so she took Splinter and the turtles and dropped them into the sewers to save them from the fire. We get a long, drawn-out scene of the turtles as kids dancing to Gwen Stefani. I wish that was a joke. And here is probably what is the dumbest scene in an already dumb movie. Splinter found a book in the sewers. He found a book on karate. The book has illustrations, so he used that to teach himself and then teach the turtles to become master ninjas. And I thought a pet rat training along with his master was stupid. I know this is a silly kids movie, but give the audience some credit here. At least say there was like a karate dojo across the street and the turtles could see the lessons from there or something. But seriously, because he found a book with drawings in it that was on karate, that's why they became ninjas? So what, if somebody dropped like a manual for IKEA, they would have become like carpenters or furniture builders or something? We get a reenactment of the scene from the original movie where the pizza is sliced in the air and a slice of the pizza falls on Splinter's head. It's okay. It's a nice little nod to the original movie. Eric Sachs shows Shredder his new robotic armor. Oh, he's Megatron now. Yep, the armor looks like Megatron from the Michael Bay Transformers movie. Splinter tells the Turtles that Sack will want to capture them because of the mutagen in their blood. And then April realizes that she has a tracker on her from a business card that Sags gave her. So then what the hell was the whole point of that finding the lair by sonar pinging thing? The Foot Black Ops invade the sewer and they speak about taking the Turtles alive. The Foot explode the lair and then rush in. We get a cool scene though where Splinter is kicking all sorts of butt. But honestly, after finding out he learned all this from just reading a book, it's kind of dumb now. Megatron arrives, and for some reason, him and Splinter are mortal enemies now, even though they've never met. Megatron then releases like 20 damn blades from each hand. Oh my god. I mean, I know the premise of Ninja Turtles is already something like dumb, but come on. A roof collapses on Raph, and he is knocked out. Megatron and Splinter continue to fight, and okay. So Megatron has the ability to shoot those like 20 knives he has in his arms. And I'm not joking when I say 20 knives. He does. He then uses a magnet to call the blades back to his armor. So why doesn't this magnet attract any other metal in the vicinity? Megatron is about to kill Splinter when he is saved by Megan Fox. Splinter lowers the cage and he is trapped in the room with Megatron. Okay, so Megatron continues to beat the ever-loving crap out of Splinter. He wants the Turtles taken alive because they're blood, but wouldn't Splinter's blood be better? I mean, he is a mammal, so whatever effect the mutagen took, wouldn't it work closer to what happens to humans in Splinter than it would with the Turtles who are reptiles? I don't know. So the Turtles defeat the Foot, and they face Shredder. They surrender to let Splinter live, but that dastardly Megatron still punches Splinter in the stomach, killing him. Maybe, I don't know. The Turtles are tased and taken. Megatron tells the Foot to destroy the place. And they set off one explosion that destroys a wall. Wow. Raphael digs himself out of that collapsed ceiling and he finds Megan Fox. They find Splinter and he's still alive, but just barely. We cut to Eric Sachs talking to the Foot soldiers about the mutagen. Raph grabs the other Turtles' weapons and he goes to save his brothers. Megan Fox calls Vern to meet her, and he does. She needs a ride to Sachs. She tells him all about the Turtles, but he doesn't believe her. Raph is there, and he scares him. That's the joke. Vern drives to the Sachs house in the mountain, and we see the Turtles are in cells hooked up to, like, tubes. Sachs makes a joke about how they were going to use rabbits for the experiment. Get it? Because of Usagi Yojimbo? The samurai rabbit that would sometimes appear in the cartoon? Oh, what a joke! Actually, that was pretty clever. So Eric's plan is to contaminate the city with a virus that will kill people, and only his company will have the cure thanks to the mutagen. So then, wouldn't the government know it was him who created the virus since it's coming out of his building, and he's the only person who has the antidote for him? I'm pretty sure that the government would just, like, clear out the Foot. The Foot is like some weird ninja militia that's going to go up against the United States Army? Come on. Oh, of course, he wants money from selling the cure because he wants to be rich. Like, stupid rich. That's literally what he says. You own a mansion on top of a mountain. I think you're already stupid and rich. Vern breaks in, ramming the gate per Raphael's instruction. And Vern and Megan Fox almost get killed by gunfire. So great plan there, Raph. No wonder Leo's the leader. Raphael's the Hulk and kills everybody. I mean, he does. The other Turtles start getting their blood drained from their bodies. Megatron arrives and he fights Raphael. He beats up Raph and he starts breaking his shell at one point. And we see that Raphael's shell is cracked and he's fixed it with electric tape. So add more crap to their turtle shells that are just there for decoration, I guess. Megan Fox saves the other turtles by injecting them with adrenaline. Because I'm sure that that will save you from getting your blood removed from your body. And that, but that's probably like the least dumb thing in this movie. The turtles get super hyped and they start bouncing off the walls like Roger Rabbit. The turtles go over to Raph and Megatron is gone. Okay, so I rewound it and it looks like Shredder just walked away because, sure, he just didn't want to kill Raphael after he had him in his grasp to kill him. The Foot come out shooting and the turtles are bulletproof because their shells. Because I guess their shells cover their whole body. And these Foot soldiers decide to just shoot at their shells. Not at their heads or their giant legs or their giant arms. Just at their shells. They steal a trailer truck to go after Sax and Shredder because they left in a helicopter. And we get the best scene in the movie though, as this truck chase is actually really damn cool as they drive down the mountain. So they drive down the mountain and the Foot shoot at them with bazookas, which causes an avalanche. Leo falls off the truck and slides down the mountain on his shell as he fights off three evil Hummers, like the ones from Steel. Donnie jumps off the truck to slide and save Leo, and he uses his mechanical bow staff to flip over one of the Hummers. Looks really cool. Mikey uses his rocket skateboard, because he has one of those, to save the other two guys. Megan Fox leans out the window to film everything, and Vern is looking at her butt. I get it, because even though they're in danger and about to die, he has enough time to just stare at her butt. The turtles are heading straight for a cliff, and Leo rescues Vern and April right before they fly off. Karai is in one of the evil Hummers, and Donnie then swings Raph over to the side of the car, destroying it. Like if Raph was a wrecking ball. He wrecked it. Karai dies from this, I assume, because we don't see her again. Oh, that was seriously cool, though. I really do like this scene. So, if you sounds like you won't like this movie, I do at least recommend watching this scene because it does give you like a really good amount of action, and it really, really visually speaking, it looks really cool. I just wish the movie would have been full of more stuff like this than concentrating on Megan Fox and her dumb connections with the turtles. So the Ninja Turtles and everything is all this one little ball. Everything, it's her dad was the one who created the mutagen, and Sax was the one that made them into mutants, and they were April's pets, and she saved them from the fire, and she gave them pizza. Sax and Shredder arrive in New York, and they are about to spread the virus from Sax Towers, as I mentioned earlier. So how do they plan to get away with this? The virus is spreading from your building. Your company is the only one with the antidote. Megatron is on the roof, and he starts some sort of countdown. And when I say Megatron, I mean Shredder. It's just that he looks exactly like a Megatron. The turtles arrive to the tower and they will go after Megatron while Megan Fox and Vern go after Sax. We get a funny scene as the turtles go up the elevator and they're quiet and nervous and probably afraid that they're going to die, but they decide to take a moment to save her life as they start this.
MC Mikey. MC Ray Ray.
Right, that was a nice moment that actually would have fit in the original Turtles movie or in the cartoon. Like, that's the Turtles. They're teenagers. They're brave, but they're still like kids basically. So they want to have fun, and this is their last chance to do it. So they take a moment just to do something silly instead of just being these gigantic Hulk-like monsters that take everything so seriously. The Turtles reach Megatron, and they begin the final showdown. Megatron starts beating the crap out of the Turtles. Megan Fox and Vern reach Sax, but he starts shooting at them. Megatron tosses all the Turtles off the side of the building, and they hang on to the side, but the structure starts falling apart. Inside, we learn that Sax actually shot Megan Fox's dad, and he wasn't killed by the fire. I guess it must have been one of those bullets that disappears with intense heat, and that's why the cops didn't find any bullets in the body, or bullet holes. It's probably one of those bullets that closes those as well. Megatron goes back to the countdown, and there's 5 minutes left. The Turtles climb back up and continue the fight. Back inside, and Vern knocks out Sax with a microscope before he can shoot April. I mean, before Sax can shoot April, not Vern. But I think he gets shot himself, Vern does. It's really not clear. There's like a lot of fog or something because April presses like a sprinkler system. So the Turtles finally manage to take down Shredder, and they throw him off the side of the building. So Vern was shot. We see him on the floor, and he's grabbing his shoulder. He tells Megan Fox to leave and go save the Turtles. Donnie tries to disable the countdown, but Shredder is back up. Megatron starts throwing his magical knives, and they keep hitting the tower, weakening the structure. Donnie stops the countdown, and Megatron just decides to bring the tower down on everyone. The Turtles hold up the tower because they are all, like, as I mentioned, like four Hulks with a shell. Megatron slowly walks over to Leo and he starts punching him until Megan Fox arrives and shows Megatron that she has the mutagen. The tower collapses and Megatron rushes April, knocking her off the building. Now Megatron, the Turtles, and Megan Fox are all hanging from a tower and April slips and falls, but the Turtles create a chain to save her. Like, they grab to each other's hands and save her. Megatron keeps throwing knives at them, and the Turtles swing Megan Fox, and she kicks Shredder off the tower, killing him. Megan Fox got the killing blow on the Shredder. The tower falls, and everyone falls with it. And as they fall, they each give some confession, because for some reason they're falling in slow motion. And even though it's in slow motion, their speech pattern is regular. But, whatever.
I think this is it, guys! Does anyone have anything they want to say? Donnie?
I'm the one who licks the icing off the Pop-Tarts every morning and puts them back in the box!
I so did not understand the ending of Lost!
If this is our last moment together, I just want you guys to know I'm sorry. I'm sorry I was so hard on you. Every time I pushed you, I threatened you, I yelled at you, I pushed you beyond your limits because I believe in you. I believe in each one of you. I believe in your spirit and in your intelligence and your potential. And every time I talked about walking away, it was because I was scared. I just didn't think I was good enough to stand next to you and call you brothers and say to you, I love you. I love you guys so much.
Raph?
We made it.
Are you crying?
No, Ding Dong. It's just a little dusty out here.
So they land and survive, and this somehow didn't kill Megan Fox. I mean, the Turtles I understand, but her? Like, all her bones should have been broken. We show Shredder, and the mutagen vial is broken, but he's still alive somehow. He's moving his fingers. Back in the sewers, and the Turtles are using some of the mutagen to revive Splinter. It works, and he awakens. We got a shot of New York at night, and Megan Fox is meeting up with Vern under a bridge. So Vern bought a new car! The Turtles show up in the Turtle van, but since the Turtles are like 7 feet tall, they look really dumb inside this tiny car. The Turtles thank Megan Fox for keeping them a secret, because she had a lot to gain from telling the world about them. She did tell them, it's just that nobody believed her. She was going to print out your identities in the newspaper if Whoopi Goldberg hadn't been such a dumbie. Mikey tries to impress Megan Fox because he's... I didn't even write this down, but Mikey is like a total perv to her this whole movie. Anyways, he tries to impress her by showing her like some subwoofers. He presses the incorrect button, and he accidentally blows up Vern's car. The end. Oh man, am I glad that's over. So the movie was a big hit. It really did make a lot of money in the box office because it's the Ninja Turtles. So, I mean, kids love them. It did warrant a sequel, which I will be reviewing this month. And, okay, here's my thoughts on it. This movie, I believe, made so many changes to the Turtles mythos that it's not a bad movie, per se. It's just that it's a bad Turtles movie. If this would have been, like, just some created superheroes, why didn't... Okay, let's say they would have used rabbits, and this would have just been, like, oh, Karate Rabbits, the movie. And they did all this stuff, and, you know, it would have been fine. It's a fine movie, it's just not a good Turtles movie, and I just hate all this. Megan Fox is, like, the center of their world. I mean, she created them, she fed them pizza, she named them, and because of her, she saved them from the fire. And, yeah, April's an important character, but not like this. I mean, in the first movie, she was the, you know, she was, like, their link to the human world. And that was it. They met her. She was a stranger. They got along. It was cool. But here, just the fact that so many coincidences happened. And everything just ties together to this whole April, Sax, her dad, and them. And so Shredder didn't even really have to be any in this. That's why I said Sax would have been a good choice to be the Shredder, but people went all up in arms about it. Another thing I didn't mention, which I don't know if I just missed the line, but I believe there's a line where somebody asks, are they aliens? And April says, no, that would have been stupid. And that's a remark to when they first announced this movie, the Ninja Turtles were actually planned to be aliens. They were going to be aliens who looked like turtles. And fans went in an uproar, so they weren't aliens. Alright, that's fine, I understand, because that's pretty dumb. But, I don't know, it's a fine movie. It's just that it's Turtles logic. If you add your Turtles logic to it, it really is kind of dumb. So it would have been a fine movie if it would have been about anything else but the Turtles. That's my take on it. How does it compare to the original? It doesn't. Ninja Turtles 1990 is such a great movie. I think that even if you take kids from today and you show them that movie, apart from maybe them thinking the rubber suits are kind of lame, I think they would get over it really quick because the story is really good, the action's good. This movie, I feel, in 10 years from now, we're going to forget about it. We're just going to go, hey, remember that Turtles movie that came out? Now they're doing a reboot of it again. I feel that's how this one's going to happen, while the 1991 is still going to be held up in high regard. Not really much else I have to say about this movie. Turtles Month will continue in our third week. I will be reviewing 1991's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze. I will have special guests on the episode for that one because that seems to be like a lot of people's favorite movie. So a lot of people volunteered to be on it. I will have some guests on it, and I really hope that it's going to be more fun watching it than watching this one, I'll tell you that. After that, we will have planned the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 Out of the Shadows, the sequel to this movie. So we'll see how I feel about that one when the time comes up for that one. Also, this week I am putting out a bonus episode once again about the life of Adam West on Saturday, last Saturday, June 9th, I believe. We lost Adam West. He was 88 years old. He lost his battle to leukemia. So sadly, the original and best Batman passed away. I will be doing a show talking about some of his weirdest cameos and about some fun facts you may not know about his career and life. So look forward to that. That should probably be up probably alongside this one. But it won't take long for that one to go up as well. Everybody, thank you for joining me. If you have any thoughts on the show, on the movies, or anything you just want to express, send them to me to captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. Also, join our Facebook group. Look for I'm Batman, the podcast, where we talk about Batman mostly, but we also talk about other fun things. Like, hey, I'm doing a Turtles Month. So there's things I like that I will be talking about. So go and join us there. And I guess I'm just going to leave you with these words.
against the world, we can battle whoever. Together ain't no way we gon' fail. You know I got your back, just like a turtle shell. Nobody do it better. All my brothers tryna get some cheddar. We all wanna cut like the shredder. Me and my bros come together for the dough. Bought the orange Lamborghini, call it Michelangelo. With the nunchuck dough, and I'm pulling up slow. When we fall up in the party, they know anything goes. Shake my Rolex, they say I'm the man of the hour. All this green in my pockets, you can call it turtle power. And that could come in between me and my brothers. We all around if it's going down. It's just us, all for one. Yeah, you hearing right. Our business done, we disappearing to the night. Came up together, so we all down for the fight. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Family ain't nothing strong as that. And I'll be posted where the strong as that. Brothers by my side, city on my back. Real heroes, that's what the people want. They ain't born, gotta create them. Saying we gone soon as we save them. That's part of the plan. By my side, I'ma keep my brothers. Live or die, man, we need each other.
Believe me, she take the pictures for me, told her smile for me, pass her off.